一个柔软的心
that we have a soft heart,
能够听见今天他对我们说的话
that we can hear the words that God is going to speak to us today.
今天要与大家分享的我的题目在节目单上面有写了
Today, the topic I want to share with you is written in the program.
这个就是讲说主耶稣认识主耶稣基督与圣灵的关系
And it's to know the relationship of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
在今年开始或是去年年底的时候我就有很大的感动
Towards the end of last year, I have moving in my heart.
我是觉得说神就在我们教会里面激起了我们这种传福音的那种心愿
God has given us a heart to preach the gospel.
有人追求更多神的话语的充满。
And more people want to fill themselves with the word of God.
有人追求更亲近主。
And others have pursued God being with us closer.
所以那个在敬拜或者是在传福音上面得着能力。
So that in worship and in evangelism we have power.
我在念一节圣经
I want to read one verse in the scripture
这节圣经是在彼得得了圣灵充满以后主差遣他出来在使徒行传里面传福音在使徒行传第十章三十八节这样写
And in Acts chapter 10 this is when Peter went to preach the gospel this is what he wrote
我们一起来念中英文都可以好不好一起来来请神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣这都是你们知道的他周流四方行善事医好凡被魔鬼压制的人因为神与他同在我们低头祷告天父我们谢谢你今天我们在敬拜中你与我们同在
Father, we thank you that you are with us today in this worship.
你在会前你已经把这些年轻人在你面前服侍的见证显明出来。
You have already shown us the testimony of these young people.
主，谢谢你，当圣灵做工的时候，我没办法阻止。
When the Holy Spirit works, we cannot stop.
求主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
让我们来学习主自己出来的时候如何行走与圣灵同工。
And let us learn how when the Lord came out to work, how he worked with the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for being with us.
帮助讲道的软弱者能有口才述说你的话。
And may you have, give the power of speech to the speaker.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样子祷告，感谢奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we thank and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我今天讲了三点，第一点的话就是耶稣基督。你们看节目单上面，第一点就是想到耶稣基督受膏传福音，就是大概初期的时候，主他自己出来了。第二点。我是讲到第二期当主耶稣传道到最高潮的时候他要离世与父同在的时候有一个交代第三点就是主被钉死埋葬复活以后他回来再向他的使徒们来宣告如何差派他们出去
Today I want to share with you three points The first one is whenJesus, when he first started his ministry, he was anointed to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. And then at the peak of his ministry, he was getting ready to go to the cross. Jesus taught the disciples the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, when after Jesus' resurrection, he came back and talked to sent the Holy Spirit to work with the disciples.
谢谢这个第一点的话耶稣基督受膏传福音的时候耶稣出来传福音的时候路加福音说他年约三十岁
And in Luke Jesus when he first came out to proclaim the gospel when he was anointed he was 30 years old
旧约里面有这样规定我们不知道他是不是照这样讲 立位人要服侍在帐幕里面服侍神，你25岁就要受训，五年以后30岁你就可以进会幕里服侍。
And it is in the Levites, the people who have come out to serve the Lord. When you're 25 years old, you have to be trained, and then 5 years later, you have to come out and serve God.
主出来照着人所传的这种仪礼，他就受训练来。第一个，他要去受洗。
And he, according to the traditions, he has the first thing he has to do is to be baptized.
那里就是施洗约翰，他在那边要施浸，就是悔改的洗。
And John the Baptist was giving the baptism of repentance.
他到那边去的时候，哦，那个施洗约翰说，指着他说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world.
他就待到那边的时候，约翰就不敢说，我跟你受洗，你应该替我受洗才对，你是神的儿子。
And when he came to John the Baptist said, I cannot give you baptism, you should baptize me.
主耶稣说，我来是要尽诸般的礼仪，我就是要这样子做。
But Jesus said, it is because I have to fulfill all righteousness. That's why we have to do this.
主在受浸的时候，这个见证人就看见他说，你看到圣灵降在谁的身上，谁就用谁和圣灵施洗。
And, The testimony was that whoever, when the dove was over whoever, then that person will be baptized with water.
所以耶稣受浸的时候下去以后，天开了，他们就看见，别的不看见，约翰就看见圣灵像鸽子一样的降下在他的身上。
When Jesus entered the water, John the Baptist saw that.The heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove.
那里天父说话说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And a voice from heaven said, This is my son whom I love, and with him I'm well pleased.
耶稣受浸以后，我们就看到一个很大的一个神迹奇事的这个看见。
And after he was baptized, we see another miracle.
就是三位一体的神来做工。
And here we see the work of the whole the Trinity.
父神的旨意救赎计划，差遣儿子下来。
And the Father planned to send the Son.
子就成熟降世做救赎的工作。
And the Son descended and to this world and to.Finish the work of salvation.
当救赎就是十字架的工作，主上成了的时候，升天的时候，他就降下圣灵。
And when he died on the cross and he was ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit.
那这样子的话，我们就可以看出来了，他是三而一的神，他是耶稣来是道成肉身，他也是神，他也是真正的人子人。
And we see the work of the Trinity that.Jesus Christ is the Son and He's also a man.
一个服侍的人，你要第一件事情，你要受洗归入基督。
For those who serve, the first thing you do, you have to baptize into Christ.
第二件事情，圣灵，他从约旦河回来以后，圣灵就感动，充满他，带他到旷野去40天受撒旦的挑战。
And after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness to be tempted.
我们就看到这撒旦就是与神一直作对的。
And we saw that this Satan, he is always against God.
撒旦他也是一个叫做三位混体的，这个混体的叫做撒谎者，也是控告者。
And thisSatan, he's also in three parts. He's also a liar and accuser.
所以耶稣在约翰福音第十章这边说，人子来是要叫人得丰盛的生命。
And Jesus said when he came, he's to come and give abundance life.
这个撒旦来是做什么呢？
What does Satan come to do?
他来他要偷窃。
He is to steal.
杀害。
And to kill.
而且毁坏。
And to destroy.
所以这三点都在耶稣身上写明出来，你等一下会看的。
And this is the three temptation that Jesus has to overcome.
试探的第一点就是说，主耶稣，你若是上帝的儿子，你叫石头变成馒头可以吃啊。
And the first temptation was, he said, if you are the son of God, you can turn these bread into these stone into bread.
耶稣有没有听他？
Did Jesus listen to him?
耶稣没有听见说，经上记就多，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是听神口中所说的话。
But Jesus did not listen to him. He answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
就是肉体的情欲，四十天应该可以吃的，他是拒绝了。
Because Jesus had fasted for 40 days, he, from his need, his bodily need, he could eat, but he refused.
你是神的儿子这个名词，这个冠冕在主身上非常重要。他一听撒旦，他这个名分就没有了。
This his title, the Son of God, this is very important to him. But once he listened to Satan, then he would lose this.
我们看到旧约里面一个以扫啊，这打猎回来的时候，饿得不得了。看到 雅各在那边做一个红豆汤在那里，他就说，如果你给我红豆汤吃，我可以做随时你要做的东西。
And in the Old Testament we saw that Esau when he was came back from hunting, he was hungry, and for the bowl of lentil soup he was willing to do anything.
雅各是说，如果你把单子名分给我，你可以吃。
And Jacob said, if you give me your firstborn right, you can have this.
结果他真的一碗红豆汤把长子的名分卖掉了，就神最大在人的祝福上面长子的所有的祝福中间完了没有了。
So Esau traded his firstborn right for a bowl of lentil soup.
我们看到主如果吃这个东西，他会叫五千四千都可以吃，不做。
He can turn these stone into bread, but he didn't do it.
我就是神的儿子。
Because he is the Son of God.
不要失去这个名分。
And he wants to,
基督徒你得救以后，你就是有个基督徒的名分在那里。
But he do not want to lose his position. And you cannot lose your position as a Christian.
第二个啊，你会讲这些话，他也是来讲的时候带他到这个最高的山上给他看。路加跟这个马太有前后这两节不一样，拍到最高处的时候就说，你看这个世界这个荣华富贵你神都给了我，我现在是做完，我实在是他做完世界的，如果你拜我的话，我就把这些东西给你。
Next Jesus brought the devil brought him to a high point in the mountain and said and show him the kingdoms of and the splendor and he said, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all of this.
主耶稣就说，经上记着说，不可试探你的神。
Jesus said, it is written, you cannot put your Lord, your God to the test.
我把它调过来了，就是叫他这个，撒旦那时候如果是第三次的测验呢，他就叫他撤去。
And actually, I had it, backwards. And he said, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship your God and serve him.
经上记说单拜你的神。
For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们今天奉献的时候，你要知道你所侍奉的就是这位神，不是你自己，不是地位名誉。
So you need to know that this is God you are serving, not the worldly riches.
彼得也这样子，就是说上十字架的时候，就他说你千万不能去。
And Peter was the same thing. When Jesus told him he is going to the cross, Peter said, "You cannot do that."
所以撒旦要毁坏主的生命的时候，他就叫这样子， 让他神的计划在他先前被毁掉了。
And this is how the Satan will try to destroy the God's plan.
主跟彼得说，撒旦退后去吧。
And Peter said, Satan,
你只是体贴人的工，你的意思不体贴神的意思。
Because you are you're following your natural self.
所以魔鬼又说，既然你对圣经很熟，他也很熟，就说这样子，你到圣殿殿上，你如果跳下来，有天使扶持你，把你接住，免得你的脚碰在石头上面。
And Satan is also knows the scripture. He said, if you go to the top of the temple and jump down, the Father will send angels to hold on to your feet so you will not your feet will not strike against the stone.
现在有一些比较偏左啊，不偏偏激的人，就是用神迹奇事来显明呐、啊、他们的工作。
Sometimes the extreme people are extreme in the extreme they want to see miracles.
The work of miracle. 他们说，如果你从上面跳下来，天使会报。他用圣经的话委屈了。
And he's using God's word in the wrong way.
圣经这边就是记说诗篇九十一篇十一节十二节是说。你如果走在你的路上，天使要保护你一路的走过去，免得你的脚滑出去踩到石头上面了。
And in Psalm 91, actually the scripture says, if you're walking in God's way, and the angels will protect your feet from striking your stone.
所以我们在受试探的时候，你必须记住是神的话来引导我们。
So we need God's word to lead us.
弯了一点点的几个字，就说他叫你跳，他没有叫你跳啊。
And if you just twist it in a different way,
异端中间就叫我们失去你的生命。
So heresies will cause us to lose.
所以撒旦来的时候，他是偷窃，把我们的名分拿掉，他是杀害，他要叫你死。他要叫毁坏你的计划全部没有。
So, the Satan when he comes, he is to destroy the plan and to kill and to steal.
所以我们在希伯来中间，耶稣基督虽然受了试探，但是他没有犯罪，所以我们能够到他面前来，成为我们的帮助。祷告的时候成为。
Even Jesus was tempted after 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, he did not sin. So that's why we can come before him.
耶稣得胜。就回到拿撒勒去了。
And Jesus overcame and then he went to Nazareth.
他到加利利的时候，他的名声就传遍各方。
And when he got to Galilee, his name was spread.
主耶稣常常也是到教堂教会去聚会。
And Jesus go to the temple to worship.
进去他就靠宣告他的工作的性质。
And then he proclaimed his work.
聚会里面的执事拿一个以赛亚书就给他。
And when he was in the temple, he was given the scroll of Isaiah.
耶稣就打开，念了上面一句话。
Jesus opened the scroll and read from it.
我们看看底下的那个，不动了啊。
We can turn to the next slide.
这里是说主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音。我念完了，你整个念，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的被释放，瞎眼的得看见，那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Jesus read.The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind.
那时候人如果听见他可能是在罗马的铁蹄子下，就以为说可以从他们出政治的权势之间就出来。
And the people were thinking of a political deliverance.
不，耶稣来是要叫人从罪里面出来，掳掠出来。
But Jesus came to set us free from sin.
我们再看的话， 他又是可以说是从魔鬼的权势中间出来。
And from under the power of Satan.
所以在希伯来书中间有这样子写着，既然他有人的血肉之体，他也亲自成了血肉之体，未来要把拯救啊，借着死败坏撒旦的权势，并且救赎那些一生被死所困住的这些人。
And in Hebrews it tells us that he became flesh to save those who are in sin.
我们可以看出来，这个因着他的宣告。我们就看了第一点，服侍的人你必须受洗，你必须受这个挑战，你的信仰根基你能不能站立得住，当你奉献的时候你有生活上你有精神上的这些吧。第三个，你有没有宣告你真正工作的性质，就是受人家受到呼召的时候，他就明明知道有这种的世界三件事情很重要的做出来。
So the first thing is you have to be baptized if you to serve the Lord, and then you have to proclaim your ministry.
所以我们有两位弟兄，一个去念神学院，神呼召他，他知道，他要去装备。
So we have two brothers. One went to study in the seminary.
另外一个他觉得说神直接呼召在工作上配合他到香港去。
And the other one, he is working in, but.He is also doing God's ministry.
好了，我们都有难处传福音的时候，所以当这个施洗约翰被关在监狱的中间的时候，他就回想，他说：“你们去问耶稣，跟他说，你到底是你那位要来的人，还是我要等候别的人？”
We all have difficulties in our ministries, and when John the Baptist was in the prison, he told his disciples to go ask Jesus whether Jesus is the one who is to come.
我们在服事中间遇到难处的时候，或者是大概要失败的时候，你又问着神啊，你是不是与我同在啊？
So when we are failing in our ministry, we ask God, are you with us?
耶稣也同样的话，就是他的工作的时候说，那你就回去告诉他，耶稣说。你去把所听见所看见的告诉他，就是瞎眼看见，瘸腿走路，长大麻风的得洁净，聋儿的听见，有权能传福音给他。
And Jesus told the disciples to go back and tell John that the lame can walk, the blind can see, and this gospel is being proclaimed.
人不因我跌倒的就有福了。
And people who are not stumbled because of me, they are blessed.
这是我们第一件初期的时候，我们如果服侍神的中间一个见证。你在呼召上面，如果你没有听清楚，所以王在就告诉那些年轻人，我看了他一本小说《如何传福音》的中间，最吃亏的，你到主面前的人有两句话他要问你。
And young people I read this book and there's two questions that they ask.
王在问第一个
first one,
你有没有被呼召？
Did you are you called?
第二个
second,
你有没有被差派？
Were you sent?
如果你没有被呼召，你不知道主要你做什么事。
If you're not called, you don't know what God wants you to do.
第二个，如果你没有被差派，像我们这种教会差派出去，你不知道你自己要做些什么，神不负责。
And if you're not sent, then God is not responsible.
我们在教会里面服侍很热心的，这两点要记住。
Even though we may be very zealous in serving the church,
we have to remember
these. Because we have to be responsible to God and responsible to the church.
所以我们看到主在这上面都成全了。
And we can see that God has already fulfilled all of it.
我们到了第二点的话，我们就看到主耶稣在他传福音的高潮要离开的时候，他还放不下这些门徒。三年了，快结束的时候，告诉他，他说第二点就是耶稣教导门徒认识圣灵的工作。
So in the pinnacle of Jesus' ministry, he was still thinking about his disciples, so he teaches disciples about the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到约翰福音第四十三的时候，主耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁，我离开是要到我父哪里去，我去是 为你们预备地方。我们常常在这里听过了那个追悼追思礼拜的，去预备地方，如果没有我就来，早就告诉你。
And when Jesus he comforted his disciples by saying, "When I leave, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If there is not a place, I would have told you."
第二点，我去是与你们有这个有好处的。
And the second is it benefits you for me to leave.
这里弟兄说，我去的话，我就求父赐给你们另外的一个保惠师。
Because I will ask the Father and He'll give you another counselor.
他要与你们同在。
He will be with you for.
他就是真理的圣灵。
He is the Spirit of truth.
乃是世人所不知道的。
And is the, that this world does not know.
你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在。
And you will know Him because He is with you.
他要在你里面里面。
He will live in you.
你受浸的时候，圣灵就住在里面不出来了。
When you're baptized, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you.
所以他在告诉他们，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
And I will not leave you as orphans.
我必定到你们这里来。
I will come to you.
第一，下面一节说，我留下平安给你，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
And Jesus also said, "The peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you because the world gives."
我们记得在教导圣灵的时候，我们都是从主那里领受来讲这些话。
And we are speaking through from the Word of God.
所以他说，我把真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。
So when I go away, it is good for you.
我去，还有一个圣灵的这个意思，就像说。我若不去，保惠师就不会来。
Because unless I go away, the counselor will not come.
他来了做什么呢？
What does he come to do?
叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己谴责自己。
He came to prove to the world that they're in for sin, righteousness, and judgment.
为罪，因为他们不信我。
About sin, because the people do not believe me.
为义，他往父哪里去了？
About righteousness, because I'm going to the Father.
你们就不再看我为审判这世界的王受审判。
And you will see me no longer, and about judgment.
这是非常重要的，主耶稣差遣圣灵的这工作中间的这种事。
This is important.
他来的时候，如果我们传福音给你，你不信，这是第一个罪的。你就知道这是罪。
And if you don't believe in the gospel, then that's a sin.
第二个，他说唯义，我到父哪里去？世上没有一个义人。
And secondly, because of righteousness, because there is no one righteous in this world.
除了耶稣基督。
Other than Jesus.
他是父的义子在地上。
He is righteousness in this world.
圣灵证明他是唯义的。
And the Holy Spirit testified that He is righteous.
他是为我们这些不义的被受审判，钉十字架。
He is judged for us.
现在已经到父神那里去。
He is now with the Father.
为我们代求。
To pray for us.
如果你听福音的时候，神灵感动你，就被得救，你就进到神国里面。
And so that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
第三个，这世界的王必须要受审判。
And the prince of this world has to be judged.
怎么样受审判？当主说被举起来的时候，这世界的王就受了审判。
And when the Son of God is raised up, the prince of this world was judged.
我们就知道圣灵有很难明白，但是主耶稣做了第一件事情，就叫我们知道圣灵是怎么样，就讲到尼哥底母的事情的时候，圣灵的 观，圣灵的这个解释就出来了。
I know that the Holy Spirit is hard to understand, but
这也是我们得救的过程。
This is the process of our salvation.
尼哥底母去看耶稣，晚上去看他的时候，他就说：“主耶稣啊，你行的这些神迹，这么多的神迹，若不是从上帝那里领受，没有人能行的。”
Nicodemus went to Jesus at night and said, "All these miracles that you do, if it's not from God, it would not happen."
神知道人的心呢。
God knows our heart.
你必须重生。
And Jesus said, "You have to be reborn."
你最需要的就是要重生。
You have to be born again.
你如果重生，你不知道什么叫做见神的国。见神国就是知道神的国。
And you don't, if you're not born again, you don't know about the kingdom of heaven.
你若不重生，你不能进去。
And if you're not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom.
那这样子的话，其实我先再讲几句关于这个尼哥底母。他是犹太人的官，做得很高，是在职分里面，就是72个聚会中间的官中间，他是一个。他的年纪很高，他是法利赛人，受过教育，就要知道的不得了，他是个宗教很热忱的人。
Nicodemus, he is an official, and he is also a Pharisee, and he knows the scripture very well.
所以耶稣说，你做这些事情，你还不知道吗？什么叫重生吗？
And you are a teacher, and you still don't know about this born again, the issue of born again.
那这样子，我再进去妈妈里面再生一次。
So can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again?
耶稣说，若不是从上面生，从水跟圣灵生。你就不能进神。
And Jesus said, if you're not born from above, born from the Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom.
圣经没有跟他讲到说，他也没有接受。但是神，耶稣就跟他说，你看见摩西啊，在旷野如何举起那个铜蛇的时候，百姓们一看那个铜蛇，那个毒蛇一咬，真的死掉。那个是代表罪，我们这个罪得罪。
And Moses in the wilderness, when he raised up this bronze serpent, people would be saved, would be healed.
我们没有得救以前，我们的灵是死的，死在最终的。
Before we are saved, our spirit is dead, dead in sin.
你没有办法认识圣灵的东西。
And we cannot understand the spiritual things.
耶稣说，圣灵就像风一样而吹来，你有感动的，他去哪里你不知道。
And he is like the wind that blows from one area to another.
当你接受的时候，进入你灵的时候，你的灵复活的时候，十字架的工作在里面，知道你就会明白。
And when you're saved, you're through the work of the cross, then you will start to understand.
这就是一个非常简单，但是非常奥秘的一个。神第一次，耶稣第一次把重生跟圣灵的关系显明在这些最高层的叫做这个，我们可以说是宗教的知识分子。你读再多的圣经，没有经历这个，你不知道叫做什么重生。
Even though this is something very simple, it's also a mystery, and this is the first time that Jesus revealed it to those learned.
所以他跟撒玛利亚妇人在讲的时候，又介绍了一个神是灵，你敬拜神的时候要用心灵和诚实去敬拜他。
When Jesus was talking to the woman, a Samaritan woman, he said that God is spirit. That's why when you worship Him, you have to worship Him in spirit.
所以主耶稣我说的话就是灵，就是生命的时候。
Jesus said His word is spirit and His word is life.
他的一个话进到里面去，你把你的丈夫叫来。
And he said, you can call tell your husband to come here.
他说我没有丈夫，是你没有丈夫，你已经有五个丈夫了，第六个不一定是你的。
She said, I don't have a husband. She said, you're right. You had five. This one that you have is not your husband.
神的灵宣告的时候进到里面，把你的罪显明出来。
And When the Holy Spirit entered into your heart, you let you see your sin.
这撒玛利亚妇女放着水罐去，就告诉这个人把我素来所行的一切的事情都讲出来了。
And she went back and told everybody in the village that this person had told her about her life. Maybe he is the Messiah.
只有在圣经里面直接告诉一个人说我是基督的就是这个妇人。
There's one person in the New Testament that says he is the Messiah, it's this woman.
我自己经历中间也是，你看到圣灵的显明的第一次，我在这个旧的教会进信会的我们聚会的时候，我参次到了。
In my own experience, I have experienced the Holy Spirit in the old place of worship.
我们中间有难处。
We had difficulties.
有意见不同。
We had different ideas.
有的人要出去。
Some people want to leave.
我们在楼上祷告的时候，那天晚上可能我们就是七个人。
And that night we were in an upstairs room praying. There were about seven of us.
我记得是第三个还是第四个的时候，我开始祷告的时候。
I was the third or the fourth person to pray.
我那时候心里忧伤。
And I was very sad in my heart.
我在那边为着教会的事情，我心里面痛苦。
And because of this church, I was very sad.
我祷告的时候。
And when I prayed.
我只讲说感谢主赞美主。
And I said, thank God, praise God.
我这地方给卡住了。
And my jaw just was stuck.
不能再讲。
I cannot say anything.
我就在一直哭。
And I started crying.
我哭了差不多一分钟，有人走过来按手在我肩膀上，张弟兄，你不要再哭了，我没有办法。
And I was crying for about a minute, and somebody came and laid his hand on me and said, Brother Deng, don't cry.
因为我第一次受到这样子的光照，我不知道怎么做。
And it was the first time I was enlightened, I don't know what to do.
我看到自己是个很肮脏的人。
I saw that I was a very a sinful person.
一个话语就进来说，你们要彼此认罪。
And this words entered into me, you have to repent to each other.
醒来以后就觉得说，停了以后就觉得说，你们要彼此合一。
And then when I stop crying, and I have this word in my heart that you have to be unity.
一直在那边求，一直在，他来的时候是随他意思。你有心中这么难处的，他就说，忽然间就降下来了。
And the Spirit come in so quickly into my heart because of my difficulties.
我看到这个圣灵来的时候，还有一个好处，还有一点点的话，就是他要叫你们明白，真正圣灵来的时候，我那时讲错了。我在这个医院里面工作的时候，跟那些人讲这个交通的时候，我知道他是一个进信会的牧师，我就跟他交通。
I was actually sharing with a pastor, Baptist pastor in the hospital I was working.
我说耶稣基督差遣圣灵来，这个是非常伟大的事，他医治我们病啊。I
said Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, and it's a very great thing.
他麻烦纠正我。And
he corrected me.
不是耶稣。
He said it's not Jesus.
而是耶稣求父，因着他的名。
And it is God who sent the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
我们要记得说，所以他们三位父子圣灵是必须合作的。父的计划，儿子自行，儿子自行以后就完成的时候，圣灵要把教会建立起来的责任是他在身上。
And the Trinity works together. The Father plans, the Son executes. And the Holy Spirit builds the church. And the Holy Spirit comes so that you can enter into the truth.
真理是什么?
What is truth? It is all the words that Jesus spoke.
如果我们对圣经不熟，你受试探，不像耶稣一样，马上拿一句圣经的话来跟他对抗。
And the Holy Spirit enlightened us through the Word of God. And if we don't know the Word of God, we won't be like Jesus when we're tempted. And that's why we need to practice the Word of God.
我自己的领受中间, 不管你是追求什么，你要追求圣灵充满，我告诉你，你必须先追求圣灵的真理，才充满你事先。
It doesn't matter what you pursue, but the first thing you have to pursue is the Word of God, because you can let the Word of God fill you.
你才能够想起他的爱。
So you can think of His love.
你追求的时候，你就说：“主啊，将你的爱厚厚的浇灌我，叫我能够认出来你爱我。”
And so that you can tell God that His love will anoint
you. 你有这样子的真理，你有这样子的 passion。激情的时候，神的灵很容易进到里面去。
And when you have this passion that God, the Holy Spirit will.
我们刚刚接受的这一首诗歌，
just now the song that we sing.
我一唱这首诗歌，我的灵就感动了。
When I sing that song, my spirit was moved.
当你唱这首诗歌的时候，因为我的话。他的话借着他的话进到我里面来。
Because through the word of Jesus, it entered into.
我们没有这个预备心的时候，你在追求没有用。
And if you don't have this heart,
外邦人也求圣灵充满。
And others also seek to have the Spirit fill them.
回教徒
，evil spirit，
印度徒，普通的这些追求生命的徒，都有这个邪门之照灵来关照你。
And even the Hindus, the Muslims, they also talk about the spirit.
我们讲到这个见证的时候，因为时间来不及，我走快一点下去。我们就看到圣灵来的时候，还有一个就是他做见证。
And the next, the Holy Spirit come to give testimony.
圣灵进到我们里面来，我们就晓得我们是属神的人。
So when the Holy Spirit enter into us, we know that we belong to God.
因为圣灵印证。我们有神的主耶稣基督的灵，我们就是属基督的。
And the Holy Spirit testifies that we have the Spirit of Jesus, and therefore we belong to Jesus.
我们必须领受这个灵以后，我们出去为他做传福音的工作。
When we receive the Spirit, we have to go out and to work to preach the gospel.
所以到第三节的时候，我就讲耶稣基督他复活以后，他来。他向父亲、母亲、父亲、父灵来，还是要教导门徒。
And Jesus after he after his resurrection still came back to teach his disciple.
圣经记载就讲说，主耶稣被钉三天复活，就在主日的早晨复活的时候，晚上他就去访问他的门徒。
And the night on the The day of his resurrection, he was resurrected in the morning. That evening, he went to seek his disciples.
主耶稣来的时候说什么话呢？
What did Jesus say when he came?
我们一起来读好不好？耶稣对他们说，
Let's read together.
And
then Jesus said, Peace be with you. As Father has sent me, I am sending you.
And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免。你谁留下谁的罪，谁的罪。圣灵还没降下，他已经预尝了圣灵，告诉你，主说我要跟你吹一口气，吹。
Jesus let the disciples pre-taste the filling of the Spirit.
他造人的时候也是那口气进到我们人里面，我们成为有灵的活人。
And this spirit entered into the.
他们门关的时候是怕犹太人惧怕，现在这个灵来的时候，愿主的气来吹我们的教会，叫我们这些恐惧战惊的这些人能够刚强起来，为主做见证。
And the Holy Spirit is like the breath of Jesus that give us the power to testify.
我们需要圣灵提醒我们，在传福音上面，我们需要领受他的教导来带领我们出去。
And we have to have this teaching to go out and preach the gospel.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我与你同在。
I will be with you.
我要赐能力给你。
I will give you power.
所以下面的时候，主在地上活了还有四十天。
And Jesus stayed on this earth for 40 days after
his resurrection. 他叫他做什么？
To do what?
这里讲说要讲。这个不好，这个纸东西，一歪它就跑了。 And
to speak about the kingdom of God.
我要告诉你, 你要祷告的时候, 你不是说, 愿你的旨意, 成就, 愿你的国降临,
so when Jesus taught me to pray, it says, may the kingdom come and your will be done.
你必须要熟悉这个, 所以圣灵来的时候, 有一个现在到了一个关景中间, 他要赐给你们能力, 不要离开耶路撒冷,
He will give you power, do not leave Jerusalem.
所以他来的时候, 他就跟你说, 但圣灵降在你们身上,
and when the Holy Spirit descend on you,
你就必就得着能力,
and you will receive power.
他把路都给你指出来,
and He has given you the path.
他说你要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地和撒玛利亚,
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And the salvation starts with your immediate family.
你的邻居,
your neighbor.
你的教会的所有周围的人,
and those that are around you at church.
Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
你以后你再到国外去。
Then you can go.
但是如果圣灵意志你到先到国外去也可以，你先去。
And if the Holy Spirit wants you to go to,
他与你同在,
to other country, you can.
给你能力,
He will be with you and give you power.
主耶稣讲了这些以后，第三个还讲了一东西，我跟他们讲了一句很重要的话。
And then finally, Jesus also said to them a very important thing.
这叫做大使命嘛。
And this is the Great Commission.
耶稣复活以后，第一件告诉玛利亚说：“你告诉他门徒说。”
When Jesus resurrected, the first thing he said to Mary was,
我要在你们以先,
I will go before you.
在加利利那里去见你,
to go to Galilee to see you.
底下的圣经就记载了, 他们11位门徒都去了,
and 11 disciples went.
在约定的山,
the,
如果你看使徒行传, 第28章那边后面讲,
in the mountain that they had predestinated,
中间还有怀疑的,
and among them there were people that were doubting.
耶稣就跟着十五门徒就讲这些大使命的话,
and Jesus told him about this great commission.
你做什么东西?
What were they to do?
他就对他们, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me.
所以对他说, 你们要去。
Therefore go.
很重要的一句话, go, 去。
Therefore go.
Bill Franken 在这里讲的时候就讲这段的话的中间就是这个意思, 使万民做我的门徒, 他喜欢训练人, 基督徒要到了一个程度, 你成熟到要做主的门徒, 你可以训练别人,
and make disciples of all nations. You have to train them so that they can train others.
奉父子, 圣灵的名, and 替他们施浸,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son.
我们昨天聚会参亲主的时候, 主耶稣的名是甜美的名。
Yesterday we were in the Evergreen meeting and we were talking about the sweet name of Jesus, the lovable name of Jesus. That He is the Spirit of
God.
His name is His personality.
那教训以后做什么？我们回到教会来了，所有道具来，我们要什么教训他们遵守啊？
And teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you.
我就与你们同在直到末了。
And surely I will be with you always to the end of the earth.
今天我是讲到这三点的时候,
today I talk about these three points.
就是我下一次还要讲圣灵来把恩赐赐给教会的时候, 我们应该怎么好做。
And I will continue to talk next time about when the Spirit comes to the church, what are we to do?
我们第一点就讲到主耶稣传福音的时候，他的装备给我们看见。
And the first point we talk about was that he was anointed to proclaim the gospel of kingdom.
他受洗,
he was baptized.
他的信仰受到挑战,
and he was challenged in his faith.
最后他要知道他自己做什么，他宣告他的职分。
And then he proclaimed his ministry.
这是我们做信徒的第一个条件，你必须要有。
And these are the conditions we have to have as a believer.
第二点，我们要认识到我们是与主同工。
The second, we need to understand that we are working with Jesus.
离开他，我们没办法。
By yourself, you cannot do anything.
你看到圣灵的工作，在圣灵的工作最多是记载约翰福音14章、15章、16章，甚至17章里面。
And it, the spirit of the work of the spirit was talked about in John chapter 14.
你能够知道他的指示
17.
能够知道他要做什么。
So that we know what we can do.
我们跟他同工的时候，我们不会害怕。
And we will not be afraid when we work.
现在的教会中间一讲到这是 charismatic movement, 什么东西圣灵的工作在里面的，你怕得不得了。
And we're afraid today about talking about the Spirit,
圣灵在这边跟你说，它是像风一样的，像鸽子一样的，它是像真理的这迎来的时候，它是像火一样的站在我们当中，你怕什么？
Holy Spirit is like the wind, it's like the dove, it's like a fire in us. What are you afraid of?
我们认识他的时候，
when we understand this,
我们会拥抱他，
we will embrace it.
第三点我就讲到说，主来的时候到他复活以后，他在提醒我们。
And the third is when Jesus will remind us.
真的我们常常就说用主啊，用你的气，就圣灵吹进你自己心里面，叫我们这个人刚强起来。
And we always want God, Jesus to breathe into us the Spirit so we can be
strengthened. 今天我要求圣灵吹在我们教会里面来。
And may the Holy Spirit be blow upon us.
叫我们有个刚强壮胆的心。
So that we have courageous heart.
有个启示跟智慧的灵。
That we have a spirit of revelation.
叫我们如何来认识神的话。
So that we can know what is the word of God.
能够想起他的话。
And we can recall his word.
能够知道我怎么来行。
So that we know what to do.
所以约翰在一书这边讲说，神的灵是他是恩膏，他要恩膏你，能够叫你知道神要你恩膏做什么事。
And so in 1 John it tells us that the Spirit anoint us so that we know what to do.
最后神要催逼我们。
Andnext, God, the Holy Spirit will.
我们不要把所有的福气都在我们教会中间。
And that all the blessings are in this church.
我相信神会大大祝福我们的教会。
I believe that the Lord will greatly bless our church.
神已经动工了。
The Lord has already started His work.
我们礼拜六每一个月的第一个礼拜六早上七点钟要召聚宣教的聚会。
And the first Saturday of every month,
宣教同工的聚会。
We have a prayer meeting for the evangelism.
爱主的人，
and there are so many
brothers
and sisters of God that come, and God will take us one step at a time.
瞎眼看见，
the blind will see.
这是属灵里面讲的，
and from the spiritual perspective,
三十八年躺在那里，耶稣叫你起来走。
The lame will walk.
在教会里面十几年的不能传福音的走。
And even if you're in here.At this church for a long time.
耳朵那个耳朵没有就聋的听见。
And those who cannot hear will hear.
主今天在对你说话。
And today the Lord is speaking.
做一点事情为主牺牲没有关系，他祝福你。
To sacrifice a little for the Lord, it's okay.
我们这样子做是理所当然的。
And this is reasonable.
所以那些罗马书查到十二章的时候。好像那天晚上我主的灵总是打不开我，将你的身体献上当作活祭，献上的时候你本来就是归属基督的人，而是说你要成为圣洁，能够被主所用，这个器皿是归属他的。
And God speak to me that you have to give yourself as a living sacrifice so that God can use you.
主了给我时间，下一次我还要分享。
If the Lord is willing to give me time, I will continue to share this time. So that we can see what is the relationship between building of the church and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
用你自己的真理来向我们显明。
May your truth be revealed to us.
让我们的同工。
May all the co-workers.
我们要称赞父神。
And we have to praise God.
他把救赎的主救赎的这个计划给我们看见。
He gave us to let us see the plan.
差遣他自己独生的儿子来拯救我们。
And send his only son to.
当救恩工作成就的时候。
And when this work is complete,
你回到天家为我们预备地方,
the Lord returned to heaven.
你再差遣圣灵来帮助我们建立教会,
and you sent the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel to us.
我们愿意主帮助我们能够与你同工圣灵住在我们里面。
And we're willing to work with the Holy Spirit, and cry out, Abba Father, send us. And help me to be able to act, to do it.
信道,
and faith, believing the word,
要从听道来,
comes from listening to the word.
听道是要叫人出去传的。
Listening to the word is to have to preach, to help
me,
to support us, and to fulfill the king, the will of the kingdom of God. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray and thank you. In the precious name of our Lord.
Amen.